And by Flavelle International University, offering a fascinating online Bachelor of Arts degree in the Great Books. Financial aid available. More at flavelleonline.com.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 6th of June, 2007. It's the anniversary of the biggest military invasion in history, and that was D-Day, 1944, when the Allied armies launched the invasion of Normandy. Dwight D. Eisenhower had planned the invasion. He'd been arguing for it ever since America got into the war after Pearl Harbor. Most British military commanders thought it was too risky. Winston Churchill was particularly nervous about the idea of invading France. But Eisenhower finally won the argument, and the Allies built dozens of airfields in Great Britain, stockpiled millions of tons of weapons and supplies, built tent cities, tens of thousands of soldiers living in the ports along the English Channel. The German commanders knew an invasion was coming. They'd spent weeks fortifying their positions. But the Allies had deceived the Nazis into thinking the invasion would come in near the French-Belgian border. They had a number of battleships across from that point in the channel. And the Nazis took the bait and concentrated a good deal of their defensive forces in the wrong place. 1944, June the 6th, a foggy morning. Sometime after dawn, the English Channel was full of ships, a huge armada, 1,200 fighting ships, 10,000 planes. More than 130,000 troops, a little more than half of them American. The plan was to bomb the beach to create foxholes, craters in the sand, and then send the ground troops up the beach. But when the troops reached the shore, they saw that the bombers had missed all of their targets. There was no protection on the beach. The landing craft were hit by a barrage of bullets. More than two-thirds of the first company to reach the shore was killed in less than half an hour. At first, the American commanders thought that the invasion had failed. But the first troops made some progress, and the second wave came in, and they slowly took over the fortified positions above the beach. The Germans had tank divisions that could have driven the Allies back into the sea, but they got conflicting orders from the high command, didn't start to attack until late in the afternoon, almost 10 hours after the invasion had started. The German commander said at the time, if we don't succeed in throwing the Allies into the sea, we will have lost the war. The German tanks got to within 3 miles of the shore and then were driven back by Allied tanks and anti-tank guns, and no German unit ever again got so close to the beaches. Many historians saw that as the turning point of the war. By nightfall, on this day, 1944, more than 150,000 Allied troops had landed in France. Here's a poem for today by William Butler Yeats, The Cat and the Moon. The cat went here and there, and the moon spun round like a top, and the nearest kin of the moon, the creeping cat, looked up. Blind Minnaloush stared at the moon, for wander and wail as he would, the pure cold light in the sky troubled his animal blood. Minnaloush runs in the grass, lifting his delicate feet. Do you dance, Minnaloush, do you dance? When two close kindred meet, what better than call a dance? Maybe the moon may learn, tired of that courtly fashion, a new dance turn. Minnaloush creeps through the grass. From moonlit place to place, the sacred moon overhead has taken a new phase. Does Minnaloush know that his pupils will pass from change to change, and that from round to crescent, from crescent to round they range? Minnaloush creeps through the grass, alone, important and wise, and lifts to the changing moon his changing eyes. A poem by William Butler Yeats, The Cat and the Moon, from The Wild Swans at Kew, published by Macmillan. And used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. and by RBC Dan Rauscher. For almost 100 years, RBC Dan Rauscher's financial consultants have worked hard to make investing work for their clients. More information at rbcdan.com. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.